Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. In today's episode, I'm going to share a simple practice that can change your life. I used to think the whole gratitude thing was a lot of hooey, but new research explores how gratitude works to improve well-being and improve mental health. So today I'll talk about how you can use this simple practice to improve performance, sleep, health, overall well-being, and even happiness. I'm your host, Peggy Seelfan. I'm an internationally known personal development coach trained by world masters in Eastern and Western traditions. So I always have a lot to share with you, and I'm excited to share today's program. Gratitude is the expression of appreciation for what you have. And one way it may be beneficial is actually by shifting attention away from toxic emotions such as fear, resentment, envy. But with gratitude, there's both good and bad. Let me explain. Most research recommends focusing on the positives, and that's the basic foundation of this practice. So, yes, take time to reflect on what you're thankful for. For me, I am grateful for my amazing guy, Patrick, who sees his job as making me happy. And I've had to learn how to accept so many gifts and so much attention. I'm grateful for a decision I made many years ago to relocate from New York City's chaotic lifestyle to the quiet natural environment of Southwest Florida on the edge of the Everglades, where I can spend much of my time outdoors. I'm grateful for my work, which is a total passion in that I help others improve their lives. And I get immense joy out of seeing them empowered. Now, I could go on and on, but you get the idea. The good replaces any negative thoughts. For instance, you cannot feel grateful and then at the same time feel hatred or jealousy. Gratitude puts you into a higher level that effectively elevates your vibrational frequency. So you may even feel giddy or a deep felt sense of contentment or even happiness. Anytime we pause to focus on gratitude, our vibrational frequency actually increases to 540 megahertz. And so what gratitude does for our bodies is the more time we spend being thankful, the more endorphins our body starts to make and the more energized our body starts to feel. And as a result, we feel great. Now the bad. Well, not really bad, but sometimes we can actually feel grateful for things that we might judge as really horrible. Now, I've mentioned before how in the middle of 2020, I needed surgery, which was a traumatic development for me. But the outcome after several months was that I ended up downloading an award-winning book, a fiction called Awakening, a Novel. Another example. Years ago, I attended a workshop with Dr. Bernie Siegel on love, medicine, and miracles, which was also the title of his book. I remember a woman who stood up in the middle of the workshop and announced this incredible realization that she got cancer because she was feeling unappreciated and unloved by her family. When she was diagnosed suddenly, she realized how much her family did truly love her. So out of a big negative of getting this disease, she discovered a breakthrough to love, which was always there, but she didn't feel it. At the end of the day, she was grateful that she'd gotten sick, as it opened a whole new understanding and opportunity for her. Let's say you lost a job. You might even find that you discover a sense of gratitude because as a result of losing your job, you found a far better job, paying more money, less hours, better location. Or even in relationships, a relationship suddenly ends and you're just distraught. It turned your world upside down. But it opened you up to experience a more meaningful and more fulfilling relationship. So gratefulness can lead to happiness. An article in the Huffington Post, The Neuroscience of Why Gratitude Makes Us Happier, reveals a study done in which participants were asked to write down five things that happened in the previous week for which they were thankful. Another group was asked to write down five things that upset them or troubled them in the previous week. After 10 weeks of doing this, the grateful group reported being 25% happier than the other group. Another study showed that practicing gratitude before bedtime, thinking of something that you felt really thankful for that day, had an enormously positive impact on sleep quality and duration. Many times, sleep problems occur because you can't turn off that monkey mind and you keep replaying worries. By replacing that whole thought process with gratitude, you literally influence new neural pathways to form in your brain that lead to improved mental health and wellness. As you can tell, there have been a lot of expansive studies, but one that really struck me profoundly was the one from the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, which discovered that grateful people have better heart health, less inflammation, and healthier heart rhythms. The report expanded to claim that gratitude was found to ward off depression, stress, and anxiety. It can directly help mitigate stress hormones and bring the body and mind back into more optimal functioning. So, grateful people are more resilient and more able to cope and adapt to life's ongoing challenges. In fact, brain scans of grateful people showed lasting changes in the prefrontal cortex, the CEO of the brain. This is the more evolved part of the brain where you make decisions, develop heightened creativity, and so forth. So how do you cultivate gratitude? Start by keeping a journal. Write down the good things in your life. Maybe you pick 5 things, like that study did, of something that happened last week. Write them down. The kinesthetic effect of writing actually helps you groove these more into your mind and body. Another technique is mindful meditation. And I'll put in the show notes my gratitude meditation. It really helps to begin every morning with the gratitude meditation in order to set the stage for appreciating your life. Then the little irritations that may occur throughout the day seem less intrusive and less disturbing. In many instances, the practice calls upon you to reframe moments, to literally change your mindset. So it's not about ignoring the difficulties you're facing, but it's more about recognizing that the clouds will pass and to look for the silver lining. For instance, let's say you find a parking spot really, really far from the entrance. Instead of feeling annoyed, feel grateful that you get added exercise walking to the door. Or perhaps you're irritated by the huge piles of laundry. Change your perspective to realize that that pile signifies that your loved ones are close by. Need more inspiration about feeling grateful? Okay, how about your pet, right? Studies show pet ownership increases happiness. How about being grateful for your morning coffee? A cup of coffee has outstanding health benefits. How about your hands are full and someone sees that and opens the door for you? That small gesture is powerful. How about being grateful for your health? The more you appreciate your well-being, the more you will prioritize feeling good. How about when someone smiles at you or wishes you a good morning when they pass on the street? It's uplifting for both of you. I recently had a birthday, and I'm deeply grateful for so many friends from all over the world who took a moment out of their busy days just to wish me a happy day. So just remember, people who regularly practice gratitude by taking time to notice and reflect upon the things they're thankful for experience more positive emotions, feel more alive, sleep better, express more compassion and kindness, and even have stronger immune systems. So, practice. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.